Hits. They don't know. I also have a lot of friends that do know. I am not going to get that shot. Period. End of explanation. I want to find out your thought process, because many of you who are public employees, private company employees, you're going to have to make a decision of whether you go to the sidelines for a while until the courts can sort this out. And I want to find out from you what your thought process is. You've got bills to pay. You got kids in private schools. You got grandkids that you're trying to get Christmas gifts for. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on out there. And you can't, as of January 4th, afford to be out of a job. But many of you are confronted with that. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you the thought process that you're going through right now, that within your family, that you're talking to them with your wife or your husband or your kids and saying, you know, we just don't believe this is in our best interest and your best interest. We just don't think it is. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And you tell me which way you're leaning, or maybe you've already made a decision on what happens after January 4th when the long arm of OSHA comes down on people like you and me. We all are going to have to make this decision. And they are talking, you heard Gene Marks talk about it, that OSHA is talking about maybe reducing the number of employees affected down to 30. 30 is what I've heard the Biden administration is looking at and OSHA is looking at. I don't think it's right. I think it's unconstitutional. But until some court steps in, and I pray that some court will step in, and I say some court or slash courts, because this will be going on all around the country. We'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. First, though, Sean Hannity. The president lied at his news conference in Glasgow. And it really is sad that he has to do this. But he did this the other day, talking about those $450,000 checks getting ready to be cut to illegal immigrants who were separated from loved ones. And that... The president is willing to cut $450,000 checks. And he told Peter Ducey, no, that's garbage. That's not the truth. And now we're finding out, according to Sean Hannity last night, that it is the truth. This is cut one, go.
Now, Biden's woke DOJ, led by the far-left Merrick Garland, they're planning on issuing six-figure payments to certain illegal immigrants. Now, yesterday, a very bewildered and perplexed and befuddled Joe Biden denied that any such plan was in the works. As it turns out, Joe just wasn't in the loop, as usual. Today, his deputy press secretary said, yeah, Biden does actually support these payments. In other words, let me translate. Our own Peter Ducey was correct again. Take a look.
The president is perfectly comfortable with the Department of Justice settling with the individuals and families who are currently in litigation with the U.S. government. You know, DOJ can obviously speak more to that process.
Now, while you struggle with rising gas prices, rising food prices, rising housing costs, rising transportation costs, the Biden administration is cutting huge checks, $450,000 to illegal immigrants. They will be getting hundreds of thousands of dollars each out of your pocket. People that did not respect our laws, did not respect our borders or our sovereignty, and entered this country illegally.
More on that coming up after the break as well. We'll also get to your phone calls for those of you facing January 4th and what you will do. Will you give up your job to keep yourself from being vaccinated? We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty. And coming up on 12:32, as we check out our Friday afternoon traffic cams right now, good news, no restrictions on the 95 as we speak, or the 215. Moderate flows as you try to make your way through the resort corridor past the stadium there on Interstate 15 northbound at Russell. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. Also, major delays as you squeeze through those lane restrictions downtown, 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Pecos. That bridge reconstruction is limiting the amount of vehicles that can get through there. And slow flows on that transition ramp, too. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 North over to 515 East.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. ESPN's Baxter Holmes reported on the atmosphere with the Phoenix Suns organization, speaking with 70-plus current and former employees, described an environment that included racism and misogyny from executives.
Multiple current and former employees also told ESPN about conduct by other members of the Suns leadership team that they felt contributed to the work environment. While none said Sarver was involved in those incidents, many felt that Sarver's own conduct contributed to a culture that affected how some other managers within the organization treated their employees.
Last night, the Suns beat the Rockets 123-111, Phoenix 4-3 with a win, Devin Booker with 27 points. NHL last night, the Golden Knights beat the Senators 5-1, Jonathan Marchessault with 2 goals. Tonight, the Coyotes visit Anaheim. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and are not reliable. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day to day, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Hey, Chuck, you've said before that the DLC has processed over 2 million applications. What about the folks who were denied?
Craig, I love this question, and the answer is simple. If you were denied a loan in the past and are still looking for a loan, before you go somewhere else and pay way too much, give us another shot. Everyone's situation changes. You may have a cosigner, a new job, a raise, who knows? But we would sure like the chance to try and help you out.
I'm telling you, it seems like my credit score goes up and down each month.
Another great point. We don't use a traditional credit score at Dollar Loan Center, so if your credit isn't great, we can still help. You don't even need a checking account, and we give you longer to pay back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He is a trauma surgeon up in Douglas County. He is a small business guy, and he's running for governor. Why? He'll tell us coming up just after 1 o'clock. After 2 o'clock, Sam Peters will join us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is also the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's a U.S. Air Force major, Bronze Star recipient, really all-around good guy, great family guy, and we'll get a chance to see what life out on the campaign trail is like as he's running for CD4. We'll do that. And also, coming up, I'm so excited about this. I heard this, and I could not believe what I was hearing. We're going to let you hear from Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Packers. He has now reversed himself. He said he was immunized. Well, now it turns out that he wasn't vaccinated. And now he's going to miss his game with my beloved Kansas City Chiefs. I am so happy he's going to miss that game. He tested positive for COVID. In fact, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following this story. This is an incredible story. And take us back to the beginning. When he made his first statements about immunization as opposed to vaccination.
Yeah, well, of course, in the NFL, they made it known that everybody who has access to the players, the coaches and the assistants and everybody, they need to be vaccinated. It's part of their thing, and in the NFL. They're asking people to get vaccinated, and he was asked, are you vaccinated? And as you led, saying that, yeah, he's immunized. Now, that is a tricky word, because what does that really mean? Because in Israel and the United Kingdom right now, there are some workplaces that will honor those people who had COVID before. Whether it was last year or this year, they were a case, then they are considered partially immunized. Now, whether that means that Aaron Rodgers had it before, I don't know for a fact, but that was his verbiage, that he was immunized in a sense. So they just left it at that, and lo and behold, within the last few days, now we find out that Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID. So apparently he wasn't vaccinated. So he's gone on the Pat McAfee show today, and he's basically described his situation from start to finish and why his status remains what it is. And that's, as you said, it's going to be coming up later on. It's a fascinating story because Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a fascinating personality. He transcends football. He's a star quarterback in the National Football League, but he also wants to be a Jeopardy host. he's an athlete bookworm. And,
yeah.
And you could probably fit those people in one SUV on planet Earth.
But he can't quite figure out the difference between the words immunized and vaccinated.
I guess not.
No, I'm just saying it's just bizarre. And the dumb thing is, if I'm a teammate and I've been running around with somebody that tested positive for coronavirus, I wouldn't be too happy with him. I don't care who the player is or what the position is. I'd be PO'd.
Well, they do have the testing. I don't know how frequent it is at this point. Is it once a week? Is it every other week? But apparently they still are testing on a regular basis, which is how they caught his status. I'm looking at him. He doesn't look ill. He doesn't look like he's really feeling under the weather or anything. So, again, there are 100 people in the room. 99 people are going to survive. The one person that may pass away out of that 100 may have severe reaction. But I don't know. I think you and I differ on COVID itself. I look at it as a flu. It is what it is to someone like me. To me, it doesn't seem to be a deadly virus. I had it. I had mild symptoms. I've moved on from it. I wish the world would.
And I've had both shots. I will probably go in this weekend and have a booster. Call it hedging my bet. Mm-hmm. We live in Vegas, and in Vegas, sometimes we hedge our bets. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But coming up, 2:35, we'll get a chance to hear from Aaron Rodgers in his own words. He goes like, we're only going to give you like 8 minutes, maybe 9 minutes of this, but it's scintillating stuff, and it explains his thought process and why he did what he did and why he is currently unvaccinated and testing positive. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
I'm Brenda Connor, identity theft victim.
No, I'm Brenda Connor.
Too bad it's hard to tell which Brenda is real.
That's what you think. I've got LifeLock to monitor my info and alert me to potential identity threats. And if I become a victim, they help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help protect what's mine. How about that, Brenda? Thought so.
Join LifeLock by Norton and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Friday. Good to have you with us on Live and Local. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root coming up 3:05 right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Let's go to our phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local, our new time slot. Go right ahead.
Is that me, Kevin?
That's you.
Yeah, it's me. Kevin, I'm 60 years old. Watching the fake mainstream media and Dr. Oz, according to everything they said, I'm on four and a half inhalers if you count the nebulizer. Try never to use that. According to everything they said, and I had the one, I didn't eat for 2 weeks. My coffee tasted like a Red Bull. Red Bull, I don't know how that company got success because it tastes medicinal. But the point is, everything the fake stream media said, I should have been dead. My age, my respiratory condition, I didn't take anything. I'm now naturally immune. And going back to Aaron Rodgers, God bless him. I was a big Aaron Rodgers fan for him following up and coming out of Cal. I perceived him as arrogant. He wants to have kids. And just God bless Aaron Rodgers. You have a great weekend, pal. I'm all over Buffalo Bills. Not laying the points on the money line. You got to have some money to do that.
Ooh.
And knock on wood, buddy. Take
there
care.
There you go. Thanks, Frank. Oh, my God. And we even get tips. We even get tips from him. I think there's nothing better than that. No, the Aaron Rodgers thing, I'm a firm believer, whether it's my buddy gentleman Jim Dallas or any of my other friends that say I'm absolutely positively not going to get the vaccine, I totally understand where you're coming from. I happen to see it differently, and that's okay. That's why we have America. That's why there is America, because we all are entitled to our own opinions and our own perceptions of what facts are. But I will say this. He was a little disingenuous in the beginning. He did some wordsmithing with the term immunized as opposed to vaccinated. Maybe we didn't ask the right questions. I think that's entirely possible. But I firmly believe that Aaron Rodgers is fully within his rights, as is any American. Just because he's a football player, just because he's a quarterback, doesn't mean that he can't do what his conscience calls for. And honest to God, I think I wish him well, and I certainly don't wish him to be ill. And basically, he's free to do what he wants to do. Now, is it possible that he's going to end up missing a game check? Whatever the collective bargaining agreement says, remember how we were talking in fact, even before training camp, when they were trying to negotiate what this policy would be like, what the protocol would be like. And that, you know, if you know, there was that stuff out there about if a player misses multiple games, that they can miss paychecks. And, you know, I guess all I'm saying is you're going to have to be accountable not only to your team but to your teammates. And he may have some answering to do. If there are players on that team that believe that they have been put at greater risk because of Aaron Rodgers, because of their leader, because of their quarterback, and God only knows, you know, when we start talking about the playoffs, and you know, if they lose to Kansas City this weekend, and I pray they do, I will simply tell you that there will be a lot of people in Green Bay, there will be a lot of his teammates that may think that he cost them that win. Is that going to be the one win that keeps them out of the playoffs? Is that the case? You want to join us, you can. We'll try and get some more calls coming up after the break. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan, they'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking about the Biden vaccine mandates. One member of the constitutional offices of the great state of Ohio, David Yost. He is the attorney general in Ohio, and maybe one of the attorneys general that will be filing suit against the government for these vaccine mandates. He says, he was on Fox and said that these Biden vaccine mandates are via OSHA are just all wrong. Cut four.
It's not our nanny.